Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is the founder and the principal of the Meyer Group. He's the author of the best-selling books, Creating and Dominating New Markets, one of my favorites still, and also Warp Speed Growth, among others. He is a very important global thinker and consultant to companies of all sizes, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for about 17 years. He's our good friend, Peter Meyer. Welcome back.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Peter. So, I've been telling the audience how excited I am about this year, because this is the first year in a long time, probably at least a decade, where we have the anticipation of a full year of expansion with some wind at our back. There's a lot of good things going on. And so that's going to give us an opportunity to grow. And you always give us good. Your Warp Speed Growth book is a tutorial. You've always given us good insights and perspectives on how to grow, how to take advantage of this potential we've got coming up in the new year. And you've got some steps you'd like to help us with.
Yes, thank you for the compliments. But let's look at this as a great time to pivot from what may have been a confusing and non-traditional year and lay the grounds for ourselves to manage our own growth. Clearly, nobody's going to do it for us. So let's look at, I'm going to lay out three simple steps. And the steps are, one, try new stuff. Two, pay attention. Three, repeat. And so let's go to the I mean, it's simple, right? This should be simple. We don't have time for multidimensional
matrices.
That's
right.
That's right. Our businesses. We want to keep something simple. So try new stuff, pay attention, do it again. So, and when you do that, I want to be clear. We talk about doing gigantic goals, big goals. I don't think that's exactly right. I think when you want to try new stuff, you want to take smaller steps. Don't look for big changes right away. Look for small changes. But look for the satisfaction and enjoyment that make growth and learning fun. We're here in small businesses because we want to enjoy it. So we want to take this step by step and not make it really hard for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so small steps and lots of them as opposed to one giant step. And hope that it works.
And it starts out with the way you make decisions, doesn't it? Isn't the decision-making process, isn't that how you get to the little steps, is to break down big decisions, not to, if you have a big decision in front of you, find a way to dissect it and split it up and make little decisions?
It's like that. It's also as simple as saying, you know, there's things I have not done yet that this is the time to do. When was the last time I went out and talked to my competitor's customers and asked them why they chose my competitor?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the customers who I already have who I haven't talked to in the past 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
What could we do better in operations that we haven't ever tried, but maybe a small step could be useful? How can I use my cash in a new and better way, given a new tax code? How can I take what's in the back of my mind and move it to the front of my mind and play with it just a little bit?
What would that look like? What would be an example? I got about a minute. Give us a little idea that we can take into the next segment.
I like the first thing I said. My competitors are good, and they attract their customers away, and they keep their customers happy. I need to go talk to those customers.
Mm-hmm.
I need to find out why those customers are the customers who don't come to me.
Would you talk to your customers before you talk to their customers, or do them simultaneously?
simultaneously.
Yeah, just talk to customers, right? Just go out and talk to customers. That'd be a great new step. And for a lot of people, that would be the same thing as trying new stuff.
That is trying new stuff for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Just go try something simple. A couple phone calls a week.
Mm-hmm.
Two phone calls a week. That's all I'm talking about.
Invite somebody to lunch.
Yeah.
Just go have a visit with them. Don't sell anything while you're there. You're there to learn, right?
You're right. That's right.
I need your website, Peter.
NEYERGRP.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.